What I wanted to mention here is that the information that we want to share with you about the skills that are needed here within Harvard to move into a managerial type of role have been taken straight off of some of the position descriptions that we were able to look at here at Harvard. So the information that we're providing lies across industries and sectors, and some of it is more specific to this university. So there are some functional skills that are required to be successful in management. Strategic planning. There's a difference between strategy and tactics. So are you familiar with those distinctions? Strategy is really thinking about the big picture. It's thinking about where does this organization want to go. It's sort of looking at what is the direction of the institution and the organization, and then what am I going to be able to do to set up systems to facilitate that implementation of the strategy. And then the tactics are those specific steps that someone will take ownership for implementing. Do you see the difference between the strategy, kind of big picture ideas, setting up a framework, and then tactics are much more about implementation? So when you move into a managerial role, you're going to be expected to have a much stronger sense of strategic thinking, understanding what is the institution's mission and values, and what is it that you can do to support those from your perspective. It's interesting because I'm working with a candidate right now who has been in a managerial role and is actually being counseled into a more individual contributor role because she specifically lacks the strategic thinking kinds of skills. She's been counseled about that by her HR folks, and she and I are now working together on how she can find something that's going to be more suited to her strengths. It's not something that she was able to do. It's a little bit of an art and a lot of a skill, and some folks are able to think that way and others just aren't. And you need to figure out whether that's something, again, that you would enjoy doing, or are you the kind of person that really likes to just take charge of a project and implement and get things done? You know, you don't want to put yourself in a role because it sounds like it should be fun, or it sounds like it's the right thing to do, or it sounds like it's the next step. You want to do what you're really good at. If you enjoy doing both, I mean, there are opportunities generally when you're in a managerial role to do both and to assist the folks that may be doing more of the implementation. There are some roles that require both. The higher up you go, typically in an organization, the more strategy, the less implementation. Do you guys know what the mission and values are of the School for Education, graduate school? Anybody want to just kind of throw those out? You know, why are you guys here? What are you doing? To help prepare future educators to be the best that they can be. So that's a very broad, overarching kind of umbrella statement. That's the mission. What are the values here? What is valued at the school? You know, when you look around and you see who are the people that are moving up and getting more positions of authority and people who are well-respected, what are the values that they emanate, radiate, you know, give off? Is there anything that's obvious or is it more subtle? Inspire others? And perhaps checking around to see what are the best practices of other universities that are committed to this kind of thing. So that may be the broad overarching sense of why the school exists, what its purpose is. And then being the best that you can be requires knowing what that is. So that may require gathering information or gathering data or putting together career development programs, making sure that the teachers and educators have the latest and most up-to-date information about how they can be strategizing and educating themselves and others. And so there may be some very specific programs. I don't know if there are some things that you guys can think about that are happening right now within the school. I mean, that help foster that. So those may be more specific things. Maybe it's advancing enrollment. I don't know if you're trying to increase enrollment. If that were one of the ways to help expand, then that might include finding out, you know, how to better market the school to the right people that you're targeting, that kind of thing.
That would be more like a strategic, like a dean of admissions has to be very strategic. So not only understanding the marketplace, where you can secure students, as I like to say, having worked in admissions, but how to do that, where to do that, what kinds of programs are you setting up, what kind of recruiting strategies are you going to use, who are you going to target at the undergraduate level? It could be what schools to target at. You've done a study of retention about who are your best graduates. Where did they come from? What are their profiles? What were their grade point averages, work experience? those kinds of things are more strategic. Or financial aid could be very strategic. If we attract certain students, do we need to give them financial aid? The bigger vision. To give you another example around having done this before, I remember a number of years ago, the University of Michigan and its B school was looking for a dean of admissions and hire a brand manager from Procter & Gamble. Perfect fit. Understood how to market, understood, could crunch numbers and do analysis of what kind of work experience, what employers, what skill sets for successful graduates. That's very strategic. And many people cannot do that or choose not to do that. Just like designing a curriculum would be very strategic, to Julie's point.
There can be some overlap, but generally speaking, those are the guidelines.
Well, but to the other point, you might want to do both. You know, one of your selling points in an interview, that's the 75% rule, is you could say that, particularly if it's a smaller department, could be a management role, could be a director role, is the ability to be the big visionary person strategically, but also to have the hands-on approach with your direct staff, if it's a small staff, to help them do some of the operational things. Or, as I like to say, the ability to delegate some of that is a very positive characteristic of a good director or manager. You know, if you've done any leadership kinds of things, you know, good leaders, one of the top five things is delegation. Okay, so that would be a thing you could say in a smaller department. Or it could be, if you're working in a larger department, hire an associate director or an assistant director that is your go-to person, but you're still going to have a hand in, or an appreciation, as I would like to say, of the kind of day-to-day kinds of things. And sometimes a good recruiter would tell you that at a very senior level, sometimes the organization looks at the director or the manager and say, okay, have you done some of the operational things day to day, but also are you the strategic person? So they look for a characteristic. And you have to have examples of that on your resume and also be able to talk about it. Depends on the organization and size.